Unit 5, Reading 2, Cooking the World. Award-winning food writer Sasha Martin started her popular Global Table Adventure blog in 2010. Her plan was simple: to prepare a meal from every country in the world. Over the next 4 years, she cooked over 650 dishes from 195 countries. In this interview, Martin describes her experience of cooking the world.
Was cooking the world a way to travel without leaving home?
That's right. I think the idea that exploration is for everyone is really important. There are so many people who dream of travel, but I think that you really can go on adventures without leaving home. With food, if you have the right ingredients, you can create the flavor of another place. It's like armchair travel, but it's faster and easier. I call it stovetop travel.
What did you hope to teach your daughter by cooking the world?
I wanted her to feel that she had a place in the world where she belonged. But I also feel it's important for children to grow up knowing people from other countries. They're global neighbors. I call them neighbors because the world is so small now. I remember going on Facebook in its early days. I noticed there were people from different parts of the world commenting on posts, even arguing with each other. I feel that in that environment, young people need to be able to respect and understand each other.
So food is a great way to create that common ground.
Yes. I wanted to share recipes that were bridges to other cultures. A lot of celebrity TV chefs tend to choose the most shocking recipes, but I think you need a bridge first. Then people won't put up a wall in their mind about that culture. They won't just think, gross, those people eat such weird things.
The rise of the food blogger. In July 1997, there was only one food blog on the internet. Today, there are over 2 million. That first blog, Chowhound, was an online discussion board for sharing ideas about eating in New York. Today, food bloggers cover a wide variety of topics. Some examples. When Adam Roberts was in law school, he needed a break from studying. He decided to teach himself how to cook. Roberts started a blog to keep a record of his learning adventure and share it with other people. Eventually, his blog, The Amateur Gourmet, led to a new career in cooking. In May of 2012, two friends wanted to make each other laugh. So they created a blog for sharing pictures of ugly food. Other people began to send in their own photos of weird-looking food. By 2014, Someone Ate This was one of the internet's most popular food blogs. A history student named Angier decided to share her love for history and cooking. On her websites, Kitchen Historic and Food Roots, readers can find dishes from the 13th century all the way to the 1980s.